A weekend blizzard dumped a foot of snow on Kabul, Afghanistan. For many Afghans, it is the coldest winter in memory. Despite 10 years of intense Western aid, Afghanistan remains one of the world's poorest countries, and this winter is testing the government's ability to help. NPR's Quil Lawrence reports that the winter has turned deadly among some of the country's most vulnerable. At camps for Afghans who've been displaced by war, the cold has claimed the lives of at least 24 children.
Kabul's fourth snowstorm in a month brought children out to play across the city, even in the Charahi Kambar refugee camp in West Kabul. Many of the children don't remember any other life outside this mud brick shanty town. Most of their parents fled the southern province of Helmand when the war heated up there 4 years ago. Opening the plastic sheet that serves as a door to her one-room home, Ram Bibi's hands shake from arthritis and the cold. She left Helmand 4 years ago after a bombardment that killed her husband. Now her home is this room about 10 by 20 feet wide, where she says 13 people sleep, most of them children. This is the worst winter we've had, she says, and we all came from a warmer place. She says the kids don't realize that playing in the snow and getting wet can leave them with a deadly chill as night falls. A few houses over, Al Mohammed pulls back the curtain on an even smaller room where he and his wife and his children sleep. We were 9, he says, until the last storm hit. His daughter, Nagma, was just 2 years old, beautiful and healthy until this winter.
She got really, really sick when the ground was really cold. She died at night. She was sleeping. We woke up in the morning, she was dead.
Mohammed points to the snow that's melting off his makeshift roof. The water soaks the floor and makes it impossible to feel warm at night, even next to the family's small, smoky wood stove.
Emergencies happen. This is the coldest winter in many years, some would say decades.
Ken Yamashita directs USAID for Afghanistan. He says the good news is that the media reports about the deaths in the camp, first reported in the New York Times, have inspired a flood of donations. USAID is by far the largest donor. Though Yamashita says the aid isn't always labeled as a gift from the U.S., that could cause problems for the recipients amid growing anti-American sentiment here. The Afghan government was slow to react to the problems in the camps. Dayam Kakar, director of Afghanistan's National Disaster Management Authority, says the government still isn't ready to handle a crisis on its own.
Frankly said, within 2 years we will be not able to. Without the support of international community, it is very difficult for us.
There is also a political dimension to the camps. The government and international organizations have resisted setting up permanent shelters or aid distribution for fear of making the camps more permanent. Even as the aid started to flow, some leaders in the camp were angry. To hell with President Karzai, said Taj Mohammad Khan, an elected leader of the Charahi Kambar camp. They don't even treat us like we're from Afghanistan, he says. The government just wants us to disappear. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.